AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Show up, Jeremy. Jeremy and Joe. Started a bit ago, dude. Jacksonville, they're not doing well after this loss. Listen to some Liam
Ball
the other day. Yeah, that guy, actually. He's like, yeah, man, reality is we blew a 19-point lead. It's going to be very difficult to get this team back. He's like flat out like, yeah, this is going to be a hard
already?
One to recover. No, he's like, that's my motivation this week. Like, I was listening to it Monday. He's like, yeah, my big thing today with the guys is that we have to, you know, get over this. Like, it's a tough one to swallow. We all know that. The reality is we blew a 19-point lead. But my challenge this week is getting the guys back. It's like, oh, okay. That's not a great place to be. But, you know, they're pros. We'll see how it goes. But things are not going well in Jacksonville. They're sad right now. It didn't get any better today. This Travis Hunter thing, that sucks
yep.
for them. Out for the year, which... That trade, it looks worse and worse by the day.
And it's looking good for the Browns, I think, I would say.
It looks really good for the Browns.
Yeah.
I think it's been a great trade for them. They got the better player, and then they got the future draft inventory. Yeah, it doesn't look good. I mean, Travis Hunter hasn't really looked good at all, even before the injury. Like, he's shown flashes, but he hasn't shown to be a good football player on either side of the ball.
I think this injury is going to lead to a decision being made in the offseason.
I completely agree.
I think he's going to be a corner.
I was going to go the opposite direction because, like, before he got hurt, his cornerback snaps are going down. He was becoming more of a wide receiver.
Right, but where is he a better player?
Yeah, I always thought it was corner, but I'm with Joe. Like, either way, I think this injury, I think a lot of his struggles came from him trying to do both. Like, you can't be in the meeting rooms for wide receivers and defensive backs at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to have to choose one.
Yeah, I think you use him as a corner and then you gadget him up on offense a couple
times.
Did Travis
Hunter single-handedly kill the dream of a two-way player?
I mean, I don't know what else, like, what other, cash it.
Yeah, I think he did.
I mean, there's been a few players that would be one side and then gadget players, like Deion Sanders, but no.
Marcus Jones, don't disrespect him, go Cougs.
But no, yeah, no full-time. Both ways.
No, I think he's kind of killed it. I think he's killed it as the full-time both-way players. Anyways, they're sad in Jacksonville. Here was 1010 XL. Jeff Prosser, his first segment on Monday.
Patience over. Kid gloves off. Honeymoon done. We're not raising children. It's a professional football team. Our obligation as a fan stops there. We'd have to live through mistakes and bandage up skint knees and rub snotty little noses. They're not our children that we have unending, undying patience and love for. They're professional, quote-unquote, football players.
Sounds like he's crying.
So, yeah, that's ridiculous what just happened yesterday. Pitiful, pathetic, optimism gone. Playoffs? Pitiful, top to bottom. Take a good, long, hard look in the mirror and understand the illusion with which you've taken that look all year. Because now that we're 9 games in, blowing leads bigger than any sorry Jaguar team ever has blown. I'll give you a popular refrain heard around water coolers today. Well earned, I might add, to any sensitive ears listening this morning. Well earned. Freaking earned. This is the phrase that will be uttered around water coolers and coffee makers all morning long. Same old Jags. But let me put an addendum. Same old Jags, you friggin' wish. Worse. Worse than any Jaguar failure in the history of the franchise. The worst ever.
He's very upset, Jeremy.
I think they're having a pretty good year for their standards.
He's having a pretty bad day.
He was having a rough morning.
Oh, man.
Thank you to RJ Saunders for sending that to me.
I didn't think they would be 5-4 at 9 games into the year. Yeah. Jeff Proster's he's feeling some kind of way. I kind of like it.
Worst Jags
segment.
Loss ever.
I liked it.
Why are you mad at the team?
He sounded like he sounded a little unhinged at times. Sounded like he was crying at times. So that was Jeff Prosser. Here's Mr. Why You Mad on Twitter.
This is what I don't understand. We up 29-10, and we take our foot off the gas pedal on defense and run this zone concept to let these motherfuckers pick us apart like Oakland did at the end of the game. Then we don't give no help to Walker Little when Danielle Hunter has 3 sacks already. No one over there to chip this dude. What the
Sheesh.
Yo, I don't understand. This is why we'll be a bottom barrel franchise, because we don't do the that other people do.
Okay. He's upset.
Bottom franchise forever.
He's unhappy with things.
As he should be.
Forever, guys. Forever.
They're still in the playoffs. Season ended today.
For now.
They're a playoff team. Season ended today. Here was the Jags postgame show. Fifth quarter, which is a clever name. How do you have 5 quarters of something? I don't get it. Worst loss in franchise history. This is Ryan Green, former Jag Leon Searcy.
And it wasn't Michael Vick or Randall Cunningham or Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
No. It was Davis Mills, who ran the ball in with 30 seconds to go from the 14-yard line and scored the game-winning touchdown. Davis Mills, who outside of Joe Flacco might be the slowest quarterback in the National Football League, ran a 14-yard touchdown into BU. Again, if there is a worse regular season loss dating back 10, 15, maybe the entire franchise, you tell me what a worse regular season or a more disappointing regular season loss is than this.
That dude does no ball, man. Davis Mills ran a 4.55 40 on his pro day.
Davis
Everybody
Mills
knows that.
Fast.
Everybody knows that he ran a 4.55 40.
Well, we've known it for 24 hours.
And no one would ever question that he did that either. He looks like Mike Alstott playing the quarterback position. Stiff-arming dudes, spinning out of sacks, running for 14-yard touchdowns, game-winning touchdowns, I have you. Yeah, this guy had no ball. What do you mean he's not athletic?
He's very athletic.
Very athletic.
He showed it all game.
Sneaky Second slowest quarterback in the league? Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Yeah, that's you know what that was? That was racial stereotypicalism-ness.
Should we put him on the list for Thursday?
Yeah, I just did.
All right, there we go.
I'm literally in the thing right now. That was
you just made the list.
Oh, he's not fast. He's the second slowest quarterback in the NFL. Based on what, dude? Based on what?
We know.
Based on that touchdown run? Based on spinning off of tackles? Based on stiff-arming dudes? Based on point A to point B speed, his GPS? Based on his pro day? Or based on the color of his skin?
We know what the answer is.
What do you mean he's the second slowest quarterback in the NFL? And your post-game show makes no sense either. You can't have a fifth quarter or something. 25%, 25%, 25%, 25% equals 100%. You can't have a fifth quarter, idiots. Well, but I shouldn't expect any more from them because they're from Florida.
Maybe if you do some Steiner math, you can get to 125%.
Fifth quarter. Dumb name. All right, here's another one from fifth quarter on the Jags having no pass rush, getting gassed.
Joshua Hines-Allen? I don't know. I didn't see much of him in the second half.
He got one half a sack. That was about it. But it's not good enough, but I've been saying it every week. Okay, I don't care if you find a one-trick pony. You can't play in this NFL without good pass rush. Mm-hmm. Now, the game started off pretty good. Eric looked good in the first half. He was in the backfield. He was making plays. Few guys were making plays. And then we got tired. Leon and I were sitting there talking about how do you get gassed at this time of year? Okay, the weather's feeling awfully good around here. Okay, it ain't hot. So why are you so gassed out there? To win the game, you got to play 4 quarters. Aren't you conditioned
Maybe
enough
5.
To win the game physically? But sit there not have enough pride that when everybody's counting on one play, one play, somebody be a spark out there who's got enough energy, enough heart to sit there and get on each other's ass to make a play. I didn't see that kind of emotion there.
That's
did
good
you?
That guy. I always love these takes. They ran out of gas.
Yep.
If they stop Davis Mills from scoring and they get a goal line stand to win the game, do you think we're talking about them not being gassed?
Absolutely not.
It's one of those takes where you have in a loss that you would never have in a win, even though their conditioning is the exact same. As y'all have learned about me, I hate these like lazy little identity cultures, gassed. Like, they're just buzzwords you say whether you won or whether you lost that you just throw out there.
I also don't know what you base it off of, like immediately after a game.
Because they lost. That's what it's based off of. It's like a lazy narrative based on a loss.
Yeah, because like directionally correct at the beginning of just not getting to the quarterback enough, but then saying that you didn't get to the quarterback because you're gassed and your players are out of shape is not really what happened there.
It's the same thing. Oh, they lost because they don't have an identity. They lost because they don't have a culture. And then they win a game. Oh, look at that great culture. Look at that great identity. It's the same, dude. You're the one who changed. Same thing. Like, if they win the game, what conditioning they showed, what grit they showed, what fight they had. You lose the game based on one play. Oh, they were gassed. They're not conditioned. How do you not be conditioned at this point of the year? I can't stand that kind of stuff. Here was Dan Hicken, Action Jacks TV.
They blew a 3-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter of an NFL game. I don't have it in front of me. I can't imagine that ever happening before with our Jacksonville Jaguars. My mind is blank right now because I was so sure that the Jags were going to win this game and get to 6-3 and show the world that, yes, we are a playoff team potentially. That team that we just watched against a backup quarterback who threw for 292. He threw for 292, the backup quarterback. They're missing two offensive linemen. We can't get to the quarterback. Our starting offensive line played. Danielle Hunter had 4 sacks.
3.5.
4 sacks.
3.5.
Not a very good team. 29-10. We can't scheme up a couple first downs and win this thing. 29-10. We can't get a stop. Do you want me to call out players?
Yes.
41, where are you at? You can't get a sack against a rookie tackle. You can't get a sack.
Second round.
Huh? How about the guy we traded for, a corner? He couldn't stop Nico Collins all day long. The only time he did is when he tackled him in the end zone, and the refs didn't throw a flag, thankfully. Didn't matter. Didn't matter. The quarterback, just an average guy. Just an average guy. Week in and week out, week in and week out. Just an average guy.
What's up, Trevor?
Sleeping on his athleticism, my guy.
There's a lot of wheeze in that.
A lot of wheeze.
A lot of wheeze.
At least 8.
Was this the Jacksonville Jaguar-owned TV network, Action Jacks TV? What is this?
Yeah, I don't know if it's Jaguars-owned, or because I think that's also a segment on 1010XL. It might be kind of like their Sports Sunday is what I gathered.
Yeah, it seems like it's a network. See, it says CBS and Fox in the title.
Yeah, no, it's definitely on network TV. I think it's kind of like their Sports Sunday.
Yeah.
He's very upset.
This is fun.
You
know, there were so many wees in that.
I don't mind the wee. Y'all differ. But I don't begrudge anybody who has a different opinion. That's not a Taos Hill that I'm willing to die on. Here are a few tweets. Jags lost to Browning and Mills in the same season. Laughing face emoji. That is hysterical, though, by the way. They're 5-4 with losses to Browning and Mills. Like, just win those games and you're 7-2. Another one. This Jaguars team might be the greatest pretenders we've had around Duval in a while. It's a first year of Liam Cohen. He's just now putting his system into place. He's just putting his program together. And we're talking about the worst the worst teams ever? Another tweet. This is worse than Buffalo. This is worse than the Thursday night game against Tennessee. This is the worst loss in Jags history. This is on the $50 million 6'7" quarterback and coaching. It's on an awful O-line. Just embarrassing. That was Oxgator, by the way. 6'7" quarterback. Maybe after you factor in the neck. Credit to the Texans is one of the most disappointing losses in Jags history. No holding on Houston all game. Massive holds on all their huge plays downfield. Vegas had a 1.5-point spread pregame. Too much money involved. Went with the whole NFL's fixed thing.
I don't think Vegas had a lot of money on this game.
I don't think so either. I hate being a Jags fan. Hate it. I'm tired of being in an abusive relationship. That's funny. That's a good one. I like that one. That's my favorite one so far. O-line is horrible. Trevor is regressing. The team is jinxed. Okay. Credit Goldilocks. That clown can't play quarterback, and the Jags are stuck with him for another 2.5 years. He's talking about Trevor Lawrence. been Goldilocks.
What's up,
and they are stuck. He does suck, by the way.
He's awful.
He's terrible. They need Mac Jones. How do they keep getting worse? Have we not already hit rock bottom? As he capitalized, actually he said Rick bottom, and Rick is capitalized. Have we not already hit Rick bottom as bad as this, bad word franchise has been? Goodness. Typical Jags football, they have loser DNA. Oh, yeah, that's another one of those buzzwords, DNA. Mm-hmm. When you win, you have good DNA. When you lose, you have bad DNA.
Yeah, but I think it actually applies here, to be honest with you.
They have a winning record.
They're losers.
Okay. Same old Jags. They will suck forever. This team is trash. Outscored 26-0 in the fourth quarter. What a complete joke. To be fair, it should have been 19-0. It was kind of a fluke play at the end. And D'Amico beat the team back into celebration. Laugh now, cry later. You would have thought I learned that lesson by now. So Jags fans are sad. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Julian wants to get in on the Jags. What's up, Julian?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Talking about Jag
misery.
I think
it's funny these Jaguar fans are – I think these Jaguar fans are funny, man. You know, they talked – the fifth quarter, which is ridiculous, I agree.
Right.
They said, the fourth quarter, we need 1 sack and you're too tired. Well, if he knew ball, 33 plays in one quarter is pretty much like – half of a game condensed into one quarter. And that defense, I mean, how much good shape do you think the dude's going to be in? I don't understand it. The overreaction of sports has to be one of the greatest and also worst things in life. Y'all have a good day, gentlemen.
Yeah, it is funny. I mock it, really.
It's one of those where this team – do you feel bad for Jags fans?
No.
No? Not at all?
No. Why would you feel bad?
I don't know, because they're losers.
That's fine.
Like, they got nothing good. They got an AFC title game, I guess.
They have
Blake
a cool
Bortles.
Name in their county.
What, AFC title game twice?
Yeah, that's true.
So they got that over us still.
But they don't have a basketball team.
No.
They got a baseball team.
Nope.
They got sunshine and hurricanes.
It's true. Their best football teams.
We're not down. Like sun is up, and we're fighting.
Keith, y'all sure that wasn't Lance who went on that rant? Is that guy okay? He sounded like he popped a vein. Josh from Seabrook. Keith from L.A. You know what they say about Florida and the people who came from Florida? ESPN Analytics says Davis Mills ran 19.5 miles per hour in that scoring run. That's pretty fast. He's Vanilla Vic. We understand the athleticism of Davis Mills. Jacksonville people don't know ball. Why do you care about what Jackson people think about the Texans? I really don't care what Jackson people one, it wasn't about the Texans. Two, I don't really care what Jacksonville people think, but I like – humor, and I thought that was funny. Another junkie, great 0820 says, great segment, guys. You guys had me rolling. Who knew Jacksonville Jags had so much media coverage? That's a good point. As a Jags fan in Houston, thank you for the segment. Why are the Jags fans crying? At least they've been to the AFC Championship game. Well, that's a pretty good comeback. That's a good point. All right.
They're crying because their quarterback makes $60 million or whatever it is, and he sucks.
Yeah, what's up, Trevor?
Mac Jones. They need to bring in Will Levis. He'll fix all their problems. Let's hand out some game balls next. Who you giving game balls to? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Try to be best, because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History.
This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
This segment is funny. We should do this every win. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. You got to have a fan base that loves to be miserable, though. So I guess we're kind of dependent on that. But we'll do. We'll see. We'll see what we can do. All right, game balls. Joe George, why don't you lead the way, age before beauty?
I think the Titans will qualify for that next week when the Texans beat them, for the record.
Do they care enough?
I think because it's the Texans, they will still.
Okay.
All right, Caleb Williams. He deserves the game ball. Why? What are you – four. Two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, leads the game-winning drive. He was great on the ground. Should have a much better day statistically. 8 drop passes in this game from his receivers. Caleb Williams is a monster in the fourth quarter. That's what matters most. Game ball, Caleb Williams.
Find someone lead that Bears. Loves you as much as Joe loves
because
Caleb
you got,
Williams.
I never lead Bears, and you guys always take him from me.
Gotta get his bear in. Gotta get in his bear love.
There's
more than one bear
you could take.
There's another bear I could take because the best bear on defense is a former Texan.
Who did I put down here for the Bears? Oh, I put Romo Dunze.
Same.
For the Bears. 680-6-1. Joe's biased towards Caleb Williams, though. But I'm going to follow suit. If Joe's going to be a homer, I'm going to be a homer. Some people don't even think that I am a homer. Some people think I'm a hater. No, I'm going to be a homer with my first game ball. Danielle Hunter. A motor. Power. Speed. A wrecking machine indeed. 3.5 sacks. 4 TFLs. Danielle Hunter. Here's your game ball.
I'm disappointed you didn't attempt the bark there at the end.
Yeah. Woo! Has me feeling nicey.
All right, I will go with someone inside the Texans division. That is someone we mentioned during Cash or Trash. Jonathan Taylor, just an absolute beast. 244 on the ground, 3 touchdowns, 3 catches for 42 yards through the air. Absolute wrecking, one-man wrecking crew for the Colts offense.
Why didn't you go JSN?
Because I think Jonathan Taylor should be MVP. I just think he's going to get robbed because, oh, it's going to be a quarterback.
How about for Offensive Player of the Year?
I think he should get it, but if JSN breaks the record, he's going to get it. People voted in. People like stories.
Okay.
They do like stories. Devon Achane, 22 carries, 174 yards, 2 touchdowns in the win, plus 6 catches for 51 yards for the Dolphins. He's really good.
Where did he go to high school?
No idea.
Fort Bend Marshall, bro.
I knew it was local, but.
Yeah. I saw him play in high school. He was a man amongst boys. They had a quarterback on that team that I want to say went to Arkansas. I want to say his name was Malik Hornsby? 713-780-3776. I don't think he really amounted to anything in college. Hopefully he's amounting to something in life. And hopefully he's a listener to Jeremy and Joe. Jahmyr Gibbs, he gets my game ball. You got Dan Campbell calling plays now, and he has resurrected the Detroit Lions offense. Jahmyr Gibbs, 15-142, 2 TDs. Gibbs gets a game ball from me.
My next game ball going to a kind of an unlikely source, both that they won the game and that he played well. I did not expect much from him coming out of college, 7 years, last one being at Louisville. But Tyler Shuck, 282 passing, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions in the Saints' win over the Panthers, probably ending the Panthers' season. That surprised me, but Tyler Shuck played really well.
He robbed Olave of a game ball.
I would have got Olave.
Olave was my runner-up, but I mean, look, Tyler Shuck was so unexpected. How many opportunities am I going to have to give him a game ball? I felt like I had to take it.
I mean, Olave's brain is a ticking time bomb. How many chances do you have to give him a game ball?
That is completely fair.
He could be fine.
Yeah. I hope.
He's like one hit away from retirement.
I have him in a Dynasty League. I hope you're all right.
In a Dynasty League? How many Dynasty leagues are you in?
Two.
Two? Okay. Drake May, for me this week, the MVP of the league. I know it wasn't a perfect day for him.
The MVP of the league, you said it was Matt Stafford yesterday.
All right, number two in the league.
Joe's you giving out an AFC Taylor and NFC MVP. He's going to go like National League and American League. He's going to give an MVP for each conference.
You said Jonathan Taylor was number two yesterday.
And I don't know why I said Drake May, because that's not what I wrote down.
Joe's Oprah with his MVPs.
I wrote down Trayvon Henderson. I said Drake May. I don't know why I did that.
I mean, could you have a bigger gap between names?
No.
But not even close,
Drake
Joe.
And Trayvon.
I don't know why. I just pulled up the box score and, like, our internet's terrible, so I saw Drake May.
Yeah, let's blame it on the internet.
It is. I don't know what else to say. I don't know why else I did it. It says I'm dumb.
So tell us about Trayvon.
14 Joe's carries, on 147 online. Yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, please keep giving him the ball.
Yeah, I would have had him, too. It's embarrassing we got this far and haven't given this guy the game ball. Matt Stafford, he had as many touchdowns as he does letters in his first name, his nickname. 4 touchdowns for Matthew Stafford. What a game. Matthew Stafford is great. Some people thought he was going to retire with this bad back, Brendan Riley. Matthew Stafford, my game ball.
All right, so since you guys passed on him a couple times here, I'll go ahead and go with my other guy that could win Offensive Player of the Year. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 5 for 93 and a touchdown. He's been a machine.
Love that guy.
Joe, Isaiah Williams?
Okay.
The punt return touchdown from the Jets? That's I don't know who else to give it to in that game.
I gave it to Chris Banjo.
Who?
The Jets special teams coach.
I do not know this man.
Okay.
Because they ran 2 touchdowns back on special teams, on teams. The special teams coaches like to be cool, and they don't call special teams teams anymore. Have you noticed this?
No.
They call it teams.
I have heard that. I don't understand why.
Yeah, instead of special teams, they call it teams. Like, we were really good on teams this weekend. Our team's got to be better. They're just dropping the special out of teams.
I guess I've missed that.
Which, I mean, I guess it's apropos for the Texans, because they haven't been special.
It's true.
I'm going to give my next one to Ladd McConkey. He was bad McConkey at the start of the season, but he's been really good lately, so he's dropped that name. Ladd McConkey, 41071. Vlad, my game ball.
One was already given out for this game, but I'm going to give a game ball, game ball for the Lions game.
That team's burned.
Burned. Fine, I'll move on. I'll go to the Chargers. You just said Ladd McConkey, yeah. I don't have anyone left that hasn't been named as far as the team. So.
All right, then you're done, Joe. We've got two more teams.
I don't know who to give it to for the Ravens, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, the other ones, Broncos has scored 10 points.
Yeah.
Ravens, there was nobody, really.
Broncos?
Yeah, Broncos won on Thursday night, 10-7.
Oh, we don't do the Thursday night game.
Okay. Well, the Ravens didn't do much.
There's two more. There's
Eagles,
Eagles and
didn't
Ravens.
Do much.
Yeah, I had two down.
All right, go ahead.
The Ravens one is weak, I'll admit. I just gave it to Zay Flowers. Four catches, 75 yards.
That's fine.
It's a weak game ball. I had them dead last, too. But for the Eagles, I went Brandon Mann. Brandon Mann, game ball, punter for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I do not know this man.
He's the punter for the Philadelphia Eagles. He gets the game ball. He's the punter.
I feel like this is making the point.
For the Eagles. It is.
A punter?
He was the best player in the game yesterday.
I mean, he was.
The most important player in that game yesterday was Brandon Mann. Best player.
That game was awful.
It was a great game. I like defensive football.
Yeah, but it wasn't. That one.
But that felt like more bad offense than good defense.
Yes.
You guys are haters.
No.
You guys are just pretentious and want to see like offensive beauty. Sometimes you need a good old slobber knocker. Some teams you need a game that, you know, you got mud in the blood.
20? Can we break 20? That's all I asked
for. You guys want sugar in the tank with all of these offensive games. Sometimes you got to have a little bit of mud in the blood.
I want a slobber knocker, but this wasn't even – they weren't earning it. It was just bad offense.
Yeah.
I think there's a longer conversation on the Eagles' offense. Like, there was a year with Shane Steichen. Offense was good. It went to complete crap. They brought in Kellen Moore. It was really good, and now it's gone to complete crap again. Like, unless they've had – upper level offensive coordinators, like that offense has been trash.
Didn't Joe complain about how Henderson was meh?
It doesn't mean he doesn't deserve the game ball. Those are two different conversations.
Got walked down by Ramsey. Didn't expect that. Joe loves the Drake. Key from LA. Game ball. Matt Stafford shimmy. Did he do a shimmy?
He did. I think it's after the last touchdown.
I missed it. Key from LA sent it to me. I would like to see Matt Stafford do a shimmy. I hit two game under. Okay, all right, 713-780-3776. The big news in the country was the Dallas Mavericks firing Nico Harrison. I think this was something that happened long ago. It just was announced today. Also, all of y'all are being brand new if you think that there isn't something bigger at play here. 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. You're in the market for a new vehicle? Listen up. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer you can trust because they're transparent. They're not going to hassle you with pricing. You're going to get your car shopping done fast. It's why Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 50 years, five decades, because they've helped generations of families get into new vehicles with their outstanding customer service. They trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. They keep coming back to Monument Chevrolet. Family feel there. They have a friendly atmosphere, the terrific culture, whether, you know, whoever wins or loses, doesn't matter. Their culture is always fantastic. And they hire great people too. Get a fair deal, a transparent deal, a no hassle deal without wasting your time in these aggravating, stressful negotiations. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, now is the time to do it. Visit them online at monumentchevrolet.com, monumentchevrolet.com, or just go visit them in person, 225 at Bellway 8. Their lot is massive. Street names, their lot is so big at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5.
We're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I gave my last game ball to Brandon Mann, Eagles punter, junkie. It's
who
Braden.
Is that guy?
Man. It's Braden Mann, I'm telling you. It's Braden Mann. Put some respect on the former Aggie and Guy Award winner. Sorry, my autocorrect doesn't recognize sissy names. Just kidding.
Well, that's a hard turn.
I mean,
from a game ball to calling
like,
him a
dude,
sissy.
Like, you're the problem.
I didn't say
Jeremy.
He was a sissy. I said he has a sissy name.
Tomato, tomato.
You know what I just realized, too? I realized that I see his dad around town. I'm not kidding. His dad, like, does work around the stat crew for U of H basketball. So, like, I see him. Oops. I see his father. I forgot about it,
though.
Can
we clip this and send it to him?
I forgot about it. I don't really, like, talk to him, but I do know who he is. And I know that he is the father of Braden Man.
Now.
I know he's the father of Braden Man, but I forgot. And it didn't register whenever it said Brandon Man. But whenever this correction came in that it was Braden Man, I was like, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
I'm just disrespecting a Cypher High School legend. Yeah.
I mean, we got to add that to the Junkie Debate nominees.
What's their nickname, Joe?
I didn't know. I didn't say that I knew anything about them. Oh, I just knew what
Cypher. You just wanted to flex that he was Cypher. I was just seeing how far you're willing to go.
Look,
it's
not on Wikipedia, man. Like, I can't get all my information at once from Wikipedia.
They're the Bobcats, Joe. Bobcat Thanks. Fight, never die. BFND. I think they put it on their jersey. It's like their calling call. And, yeah, I'm sorry, Braden, man. I sincerely apologize. And I'm sorry that I called Braden a sissy name. That's my bad. All right, so Nico Harrison was fired today, Joe, and I can't believe people are acting so naive to this. This was all part of the plan. Nico's going to trade Luka. He's going to do it for the NBA. The Mavericks and Adam Silver had an agreement. They came to terms. Okay, Dallas, you trade Luka. He's going to LA. You're going to get Anthony Davis. You're going to land the number one pick in the lottery. Whenever your odds are not in your favor, you're still going to land the number one. And then what you're going to do is you're going to support Nico at first, and then you're going to turn your back on him, and then you're going to fire him when the time is right, and then you're going to be forgiven by the city. Luka's going to be in LA. You have Cooper Flagg, so you have like the future franchise. And then I bet you Nico Harrison gets like a cushy job with the NBA. Mm-hmm. This is all the plan. This is working to a T. And all of you fans out there are like, oh, yeah, Nico's fired. Yay. All of you are being played. This is a bigger thing between the NBA, LA, Dallas to get Luka to LA. I don't understand why all of you are so gullible.
And it's how you get Kyrie Irving to the Rockets as well. Come on.
Yeah.
No. It's not shocking that he got fired. But how did they not think this was just the inevitable outcome when you let him trade him?
Right. He got fired the day he traded him.
Yeah. They're throwing him under the bus today. Shams Charania is reporting it was Nico's idea. It was Nico's idea alone. Of course, they're not standing on business with this. They're going to blame him for something that they allowed him to do that they had to sign off on.
No, this was the NBA doing this.
I know. You think it's a giant conspiracy theory?
No, I don't think it's a giant conspiracy theory. I think it's the business. Conspiracy theory is something you don't isn't true. This is true.
I don't disagree. It's weird they got the first pick in the draft after this. And now you trade Anthony Davis somewhere that's going to help that market out. You trade Kyrie somewhere that's going to help that market out. And you make Dallas happy. I think there's still a chance that this is all the ploy to move them to Las Vegas. I will not back down from
you
that
believe
theory.
You believe in that. That's a bigger conspiracy theory, I think. Do you know what the Mavericks' chances were to land the number one pick?
They were very low because they
1.8%.
Yeah.
This was a master plan. The Woodlands are a master plan community. Luka to L.A., number one to the Mavericks. Nico Harrison's going to get a cush job with the NBA. The Dallas owner comes off as the hero here because they fired Nico Harrison finally, even though you did it way later and when the damage was already done. This is just like a backroom deal is what this is.
Couldn't they have just had the coin flip the other way? Because then Cooper Flagg's a Chicago Bull, and I'm so happy with my life.
No, Chicago could not facilitate this for the Lakers.
Well, that's why.
They needed Luka in L.A., just like Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani was betting on sports, but like, oh, no, his interpreter did it. No, we don't believe that.
No
L.A. gets
that.
Certain allowances that other places don't get. The Dodgers were using electronics to steal signs. They brought in Mookie Betts, who admitted on camera that, yeah, everybody was stealing signs, but they cheer Mookie Betts and they boo everybody. They boo all the Astros.
They hire the Red Sox guy.
J.T. Watkins.
Yep.
The L.A. gets special allowance. I mean, what kind of weird stuff do you think goes on in Hollywood? Do we even have to go down that path?
We don't need to.
We don't need to go down that. Probably shouldn't. I don't have an HRMP read today. We don't need to go down that path. I'm not even going to say the name. It's a corrupt town. It's a corrupt city. Maybe one of the worst in the country. And they get certain allowances and privileges because, you know, they're a big market.
They got Luka now. They'll be okay.
They got Luka. They got a dude betting on sports.
Mm-hmm.
They got casting directors.
They do.
Corrupt place.
They got the Angels.
All the allowances. It's disgusting.
The Los Angeles Angels, they got those.
You know, it disgusts me. You know how much this disgusts me, Joe?
How much?
this disgusts me so bad that I'm not doing the rest of the show. I'm not. Y'all got the junkie of the day. This just it gives me the ick. It gives me the ick. It grosses me out. But of course, I'm going to do my read before I storm off.
Braden's dad's probably listening, so you're running away from him.
No, I'm not. It gives me a serious case of the ick. I can no longer do the final 15 minutes of the radio show. But of course, I'm going to do this read. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties are back. Underdog is the best place to get on all the action all basketball season long. And Texas is the best place to play on Underdog. Playing Underdog is so easy. Pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right. You can go up to 5,000 times your cash. You got a full slate of NBA games tonight. You got some NFL to look forward to. You got some Texans, Titans to look forward to. And then here's the brilliance of Underdog. If you sign up with promo code KILLERB, you're going to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Promo code KILLERB, K-I-L-L-E-R-B. So maybe go a little bit lighter for dinner tonight. Don't stop at the C store tonight and repurpose that $5. You're going to turn it into $100 in bonus entries, and then who knows where that's going to take you. Maybe you could be like Lamont, hit a little 7-teamer and make about 500 times your buy-in. It could be you. If Lamont can do it, so can you. So download the Underdog app, sign up with promo code KILLERB, K-I-L-L-E-R-B. Underdog, make picks, win money.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predict. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. For more information, visit nadex.com/rules and underdogfantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term pick refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Final segment of Jeremy and Joe here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just me and Brian hanging out with you.
Thanks for the time, Jeremy.
6 minutes for Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, because Jeremy Branham doesn't love us.
I think he was scared of getting beat up by that.
By the punter's dad.
Yeah, by the punter's dad, he said his name was Sissy. Yeah. I think is the exact quote. Called his name Sissy.
Yeah.
You know, Brandon's got kind of a saucy mouth. He calls his ex-coach a drunk.
Yep.
On many occasions, now he's calling this kid's name Sissy.
Mm-hmm. Not great. Let's do our junkie of the day. You guys are welcome in to let us know what you think. 713-780-3776. I'm sure a couple of you will nominate me. Probably well deserved. Not the best performance at times today.
I have one for you in mind.
Well, you can go first then, because I got like three things to nominate
here. I just want you to clarify for the record.
MVP Matt Stafford.
Okay, that's what it is.
Stafford.
Uh-huh.
Taylor May.
Okay. Yep. So we're on the record now.
We're going to stick to that and remember what the words that are coming out of my mouth.
With that and then the confusion during game balls where you gave it to Drake May, but it was actually Travion Henderson. Yep. I wasn't sure where that was coming from. So that was one nomination I had. Another nomination I had was what we just talked about. Branham flexing, trying to give a game ball to a punter just so he could flex and say, oh, I got a game ball to give out for the Eagles game, even though you and I had kind of bailed on it. And then he didn't know the dude's name. And then he called the dude's name a sissy. And then he remembered he knows that kid's dad and runs across him all the time.
Yep.
So that was another Junkie of the Day nomination. And I got one that's, Joe, you already know about this. This one's in-house. Mm-hmm. This guy's going to hear me say it right now. He's about 20 feet from me. But intern Sean walked into the studio about halfway through the show. It just... Without me even asking, hey, Sean, what was your thoughts on Monday Night Raw last night? Just openly just spoiled something that happened on the show. And he's done this before with the pay-per-view when Seth Rollins got turned on before he went out with an injury. So,
how big of a spoiler was it on a scale of 1 to 10?
It wasn't – I would say an 8.
I know everything that happened last night. Tell me, what did he spoil for you?
Exactly? John Cena becoming a grand champion.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a pretty big spoiler. Now he's lurking over my shoulder. So
yeah.
All right. But no spoilers, Sean. I didn't see it live.
I'm sorry, okay?
I will nominate for Junkie of the Day the Dallas Mavericks for being a joke of a franchise. I'm going to nominate the Monday Night Football broadcast last night. I don't know if you saw this, Brian, but they were doing Veterans Day.
Sure.
And they were going through their crew members and everyone that works on the staff of who was a veteran. But before they started saying their names, I just love the timing of Call of Duty Black Ops 7 comes out in like 3 days.
Okay.
Like, who does that? Who's like, here's the Call of Duty game while we talk about real people? Thought that was odd timing. And then I'd also like to nominate Major League Baseball, the owners. We're going to a lockout.
Yeah, you seem very convinced of this.
Yeah,
you
think well, it's because 100%? Per Bob Nightingale, MLB has privately told owners that teams lost $1.8 billion last year, led by the New York Mets with about $350 million in losing profits last
year. They're claiming the Mets lost $350 million?
Yep, and they're saying all teams lost $1.8 billion last year. These clowns. The Rays just sold for $1.7 billion.
Not only that, Joe, but how many times do we see these tweets from like MLB Twitter accounts talking about how, ratings are up, ballpark attendance is up, jersey sales. Like, we see tweets every day about Major League Baseball just so excited to tell us about how much the game is growing, how much more money they're making, and then they turn that around and say they're losing $1.8 billion.
Yep.
Or either you're idiots and you're frivolously losing money, or you're lying to us.
Open the books. There's going to be a lockout, and this is why. Because they're claiming that the league owners lost $1.8 billion last year. They're never going to open the books.
No, of course not.
But I just...
I mean, the WNBA tried this too, remember?
Yes. Like, it's just... It's such garbage. And it's starting right as winter meetings are getting underway. I'm not shocked. It's sickening. Because as Brian said, they're bragging about ratings. They're bragging about seats being sold. They're bragging about jersey sales. They're bragging about all this money that they're getting from Japan because of Shohei Ohtani and all these other players. Yet the league is losing $1.8 billion. Okay. Sure. Whatever. Who's winning today?
I mean, this might be personal, but I'm going to give my nomination to intern Sean. I was looking forward to watching Raw.
Here's the thing. Normally, I wouldn't agree with you.
Okay.
And I would give it to someone else.
Uh-huh.
But this isn't the first time it's happened.
No, second.
And I know there was a conversation I've had of, I don't watch it live.
Yeah, it's pretty well known by people that know me. I'll give Sean the pass for not knowing that, but still, it's not the first time.
So, unfortunately, Sean, I apologize. But even though Nico Harrison traded Luka Doncic and then
spoilers,
got fired.
Man. Don't do spoilers.
And his Instagram bio is now very funny because the photo of him playing basketball says unemployed. Intern Sean, for the second time.
I'm about to say, that's not his first one.
We're at this intern
the
class.
The first one was the Draymond Green unicorn.
Yeah, this was worse. So, sorry, intern Sean. Jeremy can only do 2 hours and 45 minutes with us today. We'll see what he can give us.
Thanks for the time, Jeremy.
Tomorrow on this show. Hardworking man, that is. That will do it for us. Thanks for everyone listening, watching on YouTube and Twitch. Even the lunatics out there, we love you. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up next year on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We're not down. The sun is up, and we're fighting.
ESPN 97.5.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greeting.